Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Joanna Brandy's here. Joanna is an original member of our Brain Trust. We'd only been on the air maybe a couple of 3 months when Joanna first joined us back in 98, early part of 98. She's the customer care coach, folks. Whatever you need to know about taking care of customers, about loving up customers, you need to find Joanna Brandy because she can teach you some more. She's the author of Winning at Customer Retention, 54 Ways to Stay Positive. That's another book. She's our good friend, Joanna Brandy. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Oh, it's always fun.
Hey, one of the things you've been working on a lot, and we've talked about quite a bit over the years, is just the idea of being positive. And, you know, everybody... You know, that's such an easy word to roll off the tongue. It's such a handy word to throw around. But you actually put it into action, and I want you to help us with that.
Well, I about 7 years ago, I began studying positive psychology with Dr. Martin Seligman, who was the founder of this new science called positive psychology, and became a happiness coach. Because, you know, all the years, I've been 21 years now working in the field of customer loyalty. Mm-hmm. And this is one thing that was very clear to me. It was the companies that deliver the most outstanding customer experiences have a particular kind of culture.
Right.
And that culture, without a shadow of a doubt, is always positive. That culture is always nourishing. People are looking to nourish other people and help people be creative and include people and engage people. And if you look at the success of Zappos over the last couple of years, and I don't think anybody can ignore the success of Zappos over the last few years. They sold, what, last year to Amazon for $1.2 billion.
Right.
So in a time when nobody even thought an online shoe store would make it, and so much of what they've done has to do with their, I'd say, a huge portion of what they've done has to do with their culture.
And, you know, has it surprised you to find the businesses, especially the business owners, who don't even contemplate their own culture, even enough to realize to think about whether they have a positive one or a negative one or a neutral one? Does it surprise you?
It surprises me because so much, I mean, depending on if you're out there listening to things, and if you read a Harvard Business Review, you know, they believe that, you know, 30% of a company's financial results are determined by the climate in the company. If the climate is positive, if the climate is abundant, if the climate is friendly, if the climate is safe, so many companies that I talk to and have the opportunity to work with or just learn a little bit more about with some of my travels and some of the CEO meetings I do, you know, people don't feel safe. They don't feel
when you say safe, you mean in their job?
I mean emotionally safe.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, even in some cases physically safe, but emotionally safe. You know, that if I say something, there's not going to be a repercussion.
Mm-hmm.
That if I tell the truth, that I'm not going to get fired.
And those are elements of happiness, aren't they? Positive happiness, cultures.
Those are elements of a positive culture, yeah. Those are elements of a positive culture. I think you can have a positive culture. You know, the word happy is tripping us all up these days.
Yeah.
Because when we think of happy, we think of the little yellow smiley face guy. And that
I thought people people thought about me when they think of happy.
Well, that's true. They usually do. When you open the dictionary and it says happiness, there's a picture of Jim Blasingame. I forgot. How could I forget?
That's the story I'm sticking to. So,
I know you are.
But you know, you're making such an excellent point. And Joanna, after what we went through in 2008 and 9, and just for some people even now, we've got some catching up to do in terms of positive, because I don't have a good handle on where things are right now, but I'll tell you, in 2009 and a lot of 2010, I saw a lot of fear in the marketplace.
Well, and that's exactly what I saw. And when the leader comes in with fear, the fear permeates the organization because emotions are contagious. And so when a leader walks in, there's an exercise that I do, a demonstration that I do in my workshops about the power of positive to strengthen us and the power of negative to weaken us. And I use something called behavioral kinesiology, which is a muscle testing.
Mm-hmm.
And first I will muscle test someone just on their name and ask them to think of something that feels good and their arm remains strong. They think of something that feels bad, their arm goes down. You know, we do several of those demonstrations, and then I ask them to leave the room. And then I ask everyone in the room just to think a negative thought or something that makes them feel bad after that person comes in the room. And just look at that person. Don't say anything. Just feel bad themselves as that person comes in the room. And that person can't hold their arm up.
Right.
You know, and then I will just say to the audience, well, could you just think the reverse of what I told you to think? And boom. Muscle strength comes right back. We forget that we're, you know, electrical. We emit electricity
right.
from our bodies. You know, we call it vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And when the leader comes in the morning and is filled with hope and optimism, there is a different vibe in the organization than when the leader comes in and is filled with fear. So the importance of emotional intelligence right now, mm-hmm. of a leader's ability to manage their own emotions and manage, in many cases, and you've had it and I've had it being small business owners, manage the fear. Understand that, you know, these things are temporary and that we will overcome and that time will move on and that in the meantime a solution will come. And I think there's a great deal of faith that a leader has to have today in order to get everyone on the team feeling the same way. And then a very powerful thing begins to happen. Because we open up people's creativity, and now this science of positive psychology is telling us that when we are experiencing a positive emotion, we solve problems quicker,
right.
We're more creative. We literally change the
way
we work.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When you are afraid, when you don't feel like you can, you're in a positive environment, you will not be creative. You'll spend an awful lot of time. You can't be creative if you're not looking forward, and if you're not in a positive, don't have a positive attitude or feel safe, as you say, you're not going to be looking forward. You're going to be looking over your shoulder. Joanna, give us your website, please. Tell us how we can find you.
The new website, actually, is called returnonhappiness.com.
All right, check it out. You can find her books there. And when we come back, Joanna talked about that 30% from result from positive, having a positive culture.
Sure.
I want to follow up on that a little bit.
I'm going to give you another number on top of that.
All right. After these messages, 20 after, Joanna Brandy and Jim Blasingame will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.